This is Queer City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here. Hello guys, it's Queer Night of Queer City, and it's Nigerian National Day. Happy Independence, Nigeria. We wish Nigeria a greater height in all ramification, and we pray that someday Nigeria will become a safe space for everybody, regardless of whatever, whosoever you are. Sometimes ago, October 1st, 1960, Nigeria as a nation gained our independence from the British Empire. And since 1960 to 2018, it's a whole whopping 58 years. Well, a man of 58 years is indeed a old man. But for this old man called Nigeria, what has actually changed? What has actually changed? It's so saddening that some of these colonial laws are still very, very active these days, and they tend to affect some certain citizen of Nigeria as a nation. These colonial laws at this era that we are, where Nigeria is celebrating 58 years, some colonial laws of 58 years ago, 60 years ago, years when Nigeria was still under the British colony, some of these laws are still marginalizing some Nigerians, and it's so sad. Man, we are no longer under the colonial era. Where are these laws still active? Today's topic is My Gay Nigeria. And for this Independence Day special edition, we were able to speak to some people. Before we commence, I would like you to hear from members of the community what they have to say concerning Nigerians' Independence Day.
Hi, I am Shewan Idris. I am a gender non-confirming gay person. I am Nigerian. I live in Nigeria. I am taking this medium, this opportunity, to wish Nigeria a happy independence. Although it's not been so proud, but hopefully I hope that it's more accepting of me and people of my kind. Again, I say happy independence. I wish you the best. Kisses. Thank you.
I am Reverend Jude McCauley, the founder of House of Rainbow, speaking on the independence of Nigeria at 58. Are all Nigerians truly independent? Are those who identify as sexual minorities, namely lesbians, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and queer people, are we truly independent? Can we truly stand up and celebrate Nigeria like everyone else? For me, this is a day that we need to recognize that there are people in our society who are not independent, who are not free, who are being made illegal by the constitution, by legislations of Nigeria. It is a moment that we also need to rethink. Are there people around us who are still held captive under the colonial laws? It is time for Nigeria to ensure that all Nigerians are truly free. Happy Independence Day at 58, Nigeria.
I am Justin, a pansexual Nigerian man in Nigeria, and I wish our dear country a happy independence. Above all, my greatest wish this independence is that we come into a spirit of nationhood, that we get visionary leaders who will also respect the fundamental human rights of its citizens, with an understanding of the fact that sexual minorities, that is, people of different sexual orientation, also live in Nigeria and are contributing their meaningful quota to growth and prosperity of this great nation, and they deserve to do so living freely, without any unnecessary fear of being arrested or being oppressed by their governments. Happy Independence.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Oche, a bisexual in Nigeria. And I also want to wish Nigerians a happy independence. I would want to encourage LGBT persons in Nigeria to stand firm as a better day awaits when sexual minorities would be independent and free to love. Stay safe.
This is Ola. I'm a gay man in Nigeria. And I wish Nigerians a happy independence. And I would like to encourage LGBTQ and the remaining persons in the bracket in Nigeria to stand firm as better days await us. I see everything turning around for the good very soon. I see a Nigeria where sexual minorities will be independent, they'll be free to love who they want to love and to express themselves how they deem fit to express themselves. I see a nation where there are no discriminations, there are no persons or a group of people that hate you for who you are, which you can't help because they don't relate with Nigeria for us, for every one of us. In Nigeria, where the LGBT people are not seen as the demons, they are not seen as the persons that are inflating the prices of Gary in the market, they are not seen as the persons that are making things go up by 2 or 3 prices. I just see a better Nigeria for every one of us, and I would implore us once again to stand tall, to keep strong, and to keep the faith. Do not lose focus and do not lose what it is you believe in. Hold on tight onto your belief. Hold your head up high, and I see it all.
Thank you so much, everybody, for those wonderful entry. We can't actually thank you enough. As much as you all have tried to express yourself, I pray all our wishes shall come to pass very, very fast, as soon as possible, before more people are actually violated, before more havoc would happen in the community. I pray all our wants shall come to pass very soon. Now, let's go back to our topic, my gay Nigeria. In the year 2014, the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act was signed by the then president, President Goodluck Jonathan. And this bill, this act, actually has incapacitated a lot of people, persons, and organizations which are affiliated or which can be affiliated to the LGBT community. It has actually slowed down a lot of projects for the community and has actually made vulnerable community members, which since then have been exposed to all sorts of violations, which has ranged from battery, assault, blackmail, etc. I spoke to a lawyer who happens to be a community member on the review of the SSMPA, and this is what he has to say.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Olamide Michael. I'm a legal practitioner based in Lagos State, Nigeria. I want to use this medium to do a little review of one of the draconian and obnoxious laws limiting the rights of the LGBTQI community in Nigeria. The Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act 2014, which commenced on the 7th day of January 2014, basically prohibits any form of same-sex marriage or civil union in Nigeria. The key participants are liable to 14 years imprisonment, while those administering or officiating in such ceremonies are liable to 10 years imprisonment. The law also prohibits any, and renders invalid, any such same-sex marriage which was done outside the country, including any certificate issued from having recognition in Nigeria. The law prohibits the registration and operation of gay clubs and societies, and prohibits and provides a term of 10 years imprisonment as punishment for defaulters. In essence, what we are saying is that while Nigeria is celebrating 58 years independence anniversary today, the LGBT vulnerable communities like the LGBTQI community are still very much in bondage. I don't know how to wish Nigeria a happy independence anniversary without recognition of gay rights as human rights in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you, Olamide, for that wonderful review. Well, now we know what we are dealing with, right? For participants, that is for LGBT persons, community members. If you are caught in the act, you are liable to 14 years imprisonment. That's one of the greatest anti-LGBT laws in Africa. One of the greatest, yes. And that's even here in the western part of the nation where Sharia laws are not active. Where Sharia law is active, people suspected to be, or people who have been accused, or people who have been caught in the act, can be stoned to death. Well, it's so saddening. It's so saddening that a nation would be willing to imprison its citizens just because they are loving each other for a whopping 14 years. A nation would be willing to kill its citizens just because they found love in same sex. You know, it's crazy, and it tears my heart apart whenever I remember this law is existing. Whenever I remember the existence of this law, it tears me apart, because great men in this nation are community members. I can tell you boldly, everywhere where there is progress in this nation has the hand of a community member in it. But this law has actually limited the full performance of community members, because every community member is trying to hide in or herself from 14 years. Well, 14 years ain't a joke. It's a whole long of years, a whole length of years. I mean, no, it's not a joke. Nigeria, where are we going to? At 58, we are still willing to put our citizens behind the jailhouse door because of love. Even the colonial masters that started this anti-LGBT parade back then, they are no more homophobic. They've progressed. They've moved on. They've come to actually recognize that these laws are draconian in nature. And it's killing people, it's killing capacity, it's killing ideas that could actually elevate Nigeria from being the house of world most poor people to greater heights, and all because of some ideas we are having, or some mentalities like homosexuality ain't African and our religion does not support it. All these don't matter. They don't count. When you tell me homosexuality is an African, I look at you, okay, it's as simple as you don't know your history. Go read about boy wives and female husbands. It's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. It's 58, Nigeria. We are 58. Our nation is 58 years old. I know they sell a fool at 40, is a fool forever. But why are we still a fool at 58? Why is this nation allowing our ship to be piloted, to be sailed by hypocritic people, by hypocrites? People who are all about themselves alone. Nigeria, it's time to wake up. It's time to actually stand for your citizens. Let everybody enjoy the dividends of independence, regardless of who they are. You don't have to marginalize people because of sexuality. Hopefully, there's going to be a day when we'll tell our kids that. Do you know there was a time in Nigeria whereby when you're LGBT person, you are liable to 14 years, and they'll be like, whoa, tell me that never existed. And I'll say, yes, it did. We hope a day like that is coming when people will be free to hold hands on the street of Nigeria. It's only Nigeria I've ever heard where people are comfortable with two men pointing guns at each other than seeing two men holding themselves. We are comfortable seeing two men pointing guns at each other, but not two men holding themselves. It's crazy. It's so, so crazy. Very, very crazy. And it's killing. It's so, so killing. If there is one thing I know very, very well, it's that there is no gay person in Nigeria that is not extremely good at one thing or the other. If all this talent, if all these giftings, if all this proficiency are channeled through the rightful places, Nigeria will be a great nation. I hope that one day Nigeria will be gay again, or would be gay, even if we have never been gay. I hope that one day Nigeria as a nation will be free. I hope that one day transgender people can walk on the streets. I hope that one day Nigeria will start recognizing the difference between gender and sex when you are filling application forms for jobs. I hope that one day people wouldn't be denied jobs because they're LGBT. I hope that one day families won't disown their children again because they're LGBT. I hope that one day the church won't preach against people that are LGBT. I hope that one day the mosques wouldn't preach against people that are LGBT. I hope that one day mobs wouldn't beat people to pulp and kill people because they're LGBT. I hope that one day people will be able to be human, and human alone, not gay, not lesbian, not whatever your identity is. Would you be recognized as human and not your sexuality first? I hope that someday Nigeria would be gay. Thank you for listening. I still remain Koinad of Koi City.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.